From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. An iconic leader of Israel has died. Former Israeli President and Prime Minister Shimon Peres, whose life of public service spans the life of the Israeli nation itself, has died at the age of 93, 2 weeks after suffering a severe stroke. President Barack Obama and other world leaders have been paying tribute to one of the Jewish state's most beloved and legendary figures. VOA's Richard Green has more.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu offered words of praise for Peres early Wednesday, hours after news of his death was announced.
Shimon dedicated his life to the sovereignty of our people. As a man of vision, his gaze was aimed to the future. As a man of security, he fortified Israel's strength in many ways, some of which even today is still unknown. As a man of peace, he worked until his final days toward reconciling with our neighbors for a better future for our children.
Born in present-day Belarus in 1923, Peres moved with his family to the future Jewish state when he was 11 years old, when it was known as British Palestine. Peres would go on to hold nearly every major Israeli political post during his long career, including prime minister twice, the presidency, defense minister, and foreign minister. Richard Green, VOA News, Washington.
International investigators say a Malaysian airliner that crashed over eastern Ukraine in 2014 was shot down by a missile that was transported into Ukraine from Russia. Investigation Chief Wilbert Paulussen said Wednesday the probe confirms an earlier investigation by the Dutch Safety Board concluding the Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 was brought down by a Russian-made Buk missile, a claim Russia has denied. This is VOA News. Medical officials say airstrikes have severely damaged two hospitals in eastern rebel-held Aleppo, leading to the death of two seriously ill patients. The airstrikes early Wednesday hit the M1 and M10 hospitals, knocking out generators and cutting off water supplies, putting them temporarily out of service. Mohammed Abu Rajab, head of the M10 hospital, the largest of eight hospitals in eastern Aleppo, says two patients died because they could not be kept alive. He says the intensive care unit was severely damaged. Adham Salul of the Syrian American Medical Society, based in Gaziantep, Turkey, confirmed the strikes and described them as deliberate. He says government forces know the location of both facilities. The closures leave eastern Aleppo with six functioning hospitals, only three of which are capable of dealing with emergencies. East Timor has accused Australia of being a bully as the International Court of Arbitration in the Netherlands prepares to hear a decade-long dispute over the sharing of oil and mineral wealth in the Timor Sea. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
East Timor, also known as Timor-Leste, wants the International Court of Arbitration in The Hague to decide which country owns a large undersea oil and gas field. The East Timorese government believes Australia is receiving more than it's entitled to under an international convention. The case has strained relations that have previously been close, after Australia supported East Timor's successful campaign for independence from Indonesia in the late 1990s. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The European Union's counter-terrorism coordinator fears that foreign fighters could launch attacks in Europe with chemical weapons using techniques learned in Syria and Iraq. Gilles de Kerchove said Wednesday that I hope that no one will come back from Syria with the knowledge of how to weaponize chemical stuff and car bombs. They have learned how to do it in Syria and Iraq. De Kerchove told the Associated Press at a Club de Madrid extremism conference that as the Islamic State groups hope for homeland collapses, hundreds of fighters are likely to return to Europe. He said some will go home in their hundreds, some will want to join another hotspot, mostly Libya, but there are other places where they can hide. And Bangladesh announced Wednesday it will not participate in a meeting of South Asian nations in Pakistan in November following the withdrawal of India, the largest member of the regional bloc, a day earlier. The state foreign minister of affairs, M. Shahryar Alam, gave no reason for Bangladesh's decision other than to say that his country was involved in domestic engagements. More at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.